Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In today's episode, we're celebrating Valentine's Day. We discuss cute date ideas, whether or not we'd let Zac Efron shit on us, my mom calls in and yells at me, and we find out why I am single. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, which is Binge, my new book. If you want to hear all about my love escapades, it's perfectly applicable for today's episode. I mean, we discuss everything about love, and I talk about every time I've been in love in my book. So if you want to know stuff about that, you can get my book. It's on Amazon or anywhere. So get that. Binge. Good morning, good evening, good day to you.
What's that voice?
Hello.
Yeah, that one.
I don't know.
What is that?
What's that voice you were doing?
My Hillary Clinton impression?
Yeah, in the car today.
My female voices are all the same, unless it's a British and a female.
We were talking about how on the podcast, we could just slip right out and act like...
We could be like, today's special guest is Hillary Clinton.
Hello.
And then Tyler does Hillary.
No, what was your Hillary Clinton voice, though?
Hello.
It's a little bit Mrs. Doubtfire.
I think we all know Hillary is a little bit Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, my Doubtfire. God. Mrs. Doubtfire?
Because I
revamp
have...
with Hillary Clinton? That would get her ratings up.
Well, because, you know...
What?
Robin Williams... is not going to be reprising his role as the Doubt.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Don't you get mad at
Weekend
me
at Bernie's
I...
with Bernie Sanders?
Oh,
wow.
My God.
This is, we are ready. What is
but
Donald
you know,
Trump going to be? You know, Donald Trump was in
his, Lady and the Trump.
Oh, my starry eyed surprise. Who's the other dog?
Sunrise.
Sarah Palin?
No, I'm sure like Ted Cruz or somebody.
I don't even know.
Mark Rubio? Name a presidential candidate for the Republicans.
I mean, anybody's a candidate.
Jeb Bush.
I could be one.
You should run.
No, I'm... well, don't tell me to exercise.
you should run. If, you know what I mean.
No. What was I going to say? We were just talking about something. Hillary, then Bernie, and then... I don't.
This is very boring.
What? Hearing
as
you think
you
about
As you recap
things?
Your dumb brain and how it's one in one ear out the other.
My brain's not that bad.
Quick.
No.
We should do an IQ test.
Oh, my God. I would rather not.
Tyler, are you feeling...
Would you ever tease an animal?
No. Are you feeling...
Ding, ding, you won the IQ test.
Are you feeling the love in the air?
I am feeling a little bit of love. And you know why?
Why?
Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Is Valentine's Day a global thing? Does everybody celebrate it?
I guess it's up to them. I mean, just because it's on the American calendar.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if you know this, but the holiday's roots are in the ancient Roman festival of Lupercalia.
Wow.
A fertility celebration commemorated annually on February 15th.
That's my brother's birthday.
Okay. Is that why you vote or you bet on your brother's birthday?
Yeah.
Do you bet on everybody's birthdays?
Just my family.
So what
you're talking about gambling, you're talking about roulette, fill in the people.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, when you play roulette.
Oh, and when I played the Powerball, I also played my family's birthdays.
When you bet, you get to put your chips on certain numbers.
Red seven.
Corey always picks people's birthdays. But my thing is, okay, imagine if they were born 11:55 p.m. on a day.
Okay.
But they were induced labor, so they were supposed to be born the next day. Don't you think that throws off all of your thoughts?
No, bitch.
Your
it's
luck?
When your head peeks out and you say,
what
hello.
What if you...
Just like
Hillary Clinton, when Hillary Clinton comes
hello.
On the podcast. Hello.
We could ask her,
a fly,
when
a
did your mom
fruiting?
Start crowning? And when
oh
did you come
God.
Out of the womb?
Well, what if you were C-sected?
I mean, same difference. I would like to know, is it when the head starts a peeking or when the toe starts and then the last toe comes out is when your time of birth?
Well, I don't think it's like a day in between. I can't confirm.
I watched your mom's birth video, and your head was just peeking out for a while.
It was like 20 minutes. If you don't know, my mom's you were birth like prairie is on my YouTube channel.
You know, when a prairie dog peeks in and out of the hole.
No.
That's what you were doing.
My mom
you
always uses the term
mom.
Prairie dogging.
For what?
Guess. Not for birth.
For pooping?
I don't know.
Your mom prairie dogs.
I can't confirm her tonight. Should we call her?
I'm not hanging out with her.
Okay,
anymore.
I'm calling her.
It's Valentine's Day. We don't have time to call your mom and ask her about prairie dogging.
First, we'll ask her
also,
what it means.
Also, real quick, when's the last time you talked to her?
It's been months.
Exactly. So this is not an opportune time. She's going to try to get you on the call.
Well, you know, she just got a new microwave.
Microwave.
Yeah. So she's in a good
you
mood.
You said microwave.
She got a new microwave. What? I'm calling her.
You don't know how to say microwave?
Shh.
Oh, my God. Microwave. Shh. We'll ask her what they used to give.
I know we're going to get her sad voicemail. You know her voicemail? It's like, hey. It's so like, hey, you've reached Jackie. It's so
does
Eeyore.
She say her last name?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message system. When you finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Corey, you got things to say?
To leave a callback number, press 5.
You're leaving me a voicemail.
We're leaving her a voicemail.
Yeah, I'll let you have this.
Hey, man.
That's all. Mom, what? First of all, how are you? Second of all, call me sometime. It's been months. Third of all, how's your new microwave? Also, we were just talking about you on the podcast and about prairie dogging, so we wanted to get some feedback, but since you can't speak for yourself, we'll just tell the whole world about your issues. Later. Bye. Good luck with your life. Okay, well, we'll see if she calls me back. What is she up to? It's 11 a.m. Well, I guess 2 p.m. over there. Maybe she's taking a nap. My latest search was famous people who were C-sectioned.
Wait, is that... Did you get any hits?
It's all about celebrities who have given birth via C-section. And I don't know if I care about that. I care don't. More about which celebrities came out as C-section.
I just want to know, are you born at like 8? Or is it when your little toe comes out and then suddenly you're born at 8:03?
Little toe or big toe? Any toe.
Well, which one do you think would be last? Depends
big,
on the angle
big
of your
toe.
Foot.
Do most people come out of that place head first or toe first?
You're supposed to come head first.
Okay, well.
That's why your head gets a little cone-shaped.
Did you ever see Coneheads? There was a scene that I always think about where he's in the garage and he's about to go chase after somebody or something. And maybe it's not even this movie I'm thinking about, but he's like, he's trying to figure out what mode of transportation to take. And he's like, well, the car's got 4 wheels. That's pretty fast. And then he starts with the bike. He's like, 2 wheels, pretty fast. And then he looks at the car, 4 wheels, even faster. Then he looks at the roller skates and it's, 8 wheels, that's got to be fastest. So he takes the roller skates. And I always think of that. Anytime I'm on roller skates, I think of the Coneheads. You are looking at me very disappointed.
You know when people tell a bad story.
Anyway, back to Valentine's Day.
So would you consider yourself a romantic?
Hopelessly.
True.
Yeah.
Truly.
No, I think I used to be a romantic, and then that really went away after my heart was broken.
Now you're a cynic.
Now I'm just there for the kitty lickins.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Well.
Have you ever had, like...
You're going to have to consult my exes.
Have you ever had, like...
Should we call one of my exes?
Have you ever had flowers laid out for you?
Oh, my God. No.
Rose petals on a bed.
No.
Rose petals in a bath.
I don't want any surprise that also involves cleanup. Jeez.
Girl, I can name a surprise that involves cleanup.
Okay, well, there's some surprise. Well,
a surprise birthday party is what I was getting.
I hope that. Okay. I'm like, if the surprise is like, if somebody... I saw a video.
Is this about Coneheads?
No. I saw a video that was like, ugh, white people. Let me tell you. It was two frat guys, white people, who one of them paid the other one $20, and then it showed him shitting on that other guy's chest, and it's all these white guys in a dorm room being like, oh, bro.
Could you see his penis?
I think he was covering it.
He just had to poop?
He pooped on this guy's chest for $20.
I would do it.
$20.
Who's the pooper?
It could be anybody. Well...
You're telling me you wouldn't let Zac Efron poop on you for $20?
Oh. Well,
Oh, so
our time's tough?
Look who comes crawling back.
$20. I guess it's not about the money at that point. It's would I let Zac Efron shit on me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. I would. Exactly.
Would you?
So you are a romantic.
So, to answer your question, I am a romantic. I would let Zac Efron poop on me for $20. Next question.
So you aren't romantic?
Would you
ever lay out roses for someone?
I don't think I would.
Would you ever light a bunch of candles?
I would light candles because
or are you just the type to like book a nice hotel room?
Whoa.
And like let the hotel room do it.
What do you mean?
Oh. Lay down the tarp.
Oh. when I get pooped on.
Yes.
No.
God. What a wonderful Valentine's Day everyone's probably having.
I think, you remember that Modern Family episode where they went to the hotel?
Oh, yeah, that's a Valentine's Day episode.
Oh, was it? What was his name?
Clive Bixby.
How is your memory so good?
I love Modern Family.
And you love memories.
I just watched, like a couple weeks ago, I watched it and I just sat and sobbed in my living room.
Okay, well,
because Phil is such a good dad.
Anyway, Valentine's Day, what's the most romantic thing somebody's ever done for you for Valentine's Day? My mom's calling.
Well,
do we answer it? Hello?
What the hell are you saying?
We want to know about your prairie dog, girl.
What?
So, you know the term prairie dogging?
No.
Now you don't know.
Tyler, you're a liar.
You know what?
Huh?
What are you making up?
Oh, you know what? You're live right now. Say hello to the people.
Hey, people. Don't believe a single word he's saying about me.
So, douchey or does she not?
Did you just call her douchey?
So, does she douchey or does she prairie dog?
Oh, my God.
Nice to mom.
Huh? Hey, what are you up to? How's life? Mom, I lost so much money in Vegas.
Well, I was hoping that you would win a lot so that you could give me a good birthday present.
Oh, God.
Who can ever keep track of when her birthday is? Lord knows she changes it every year.
Yeah, as somebody who changed her birthday, who had two birthdays last year, I can't keep up.
You know what? That's no excuse. Corey, I expect you to be on top of this.
Whoa. You already got a new microwave, so what are you going to need?
You didn't buy it!
What do you need for your birthday?
What you have to understand, son, is that even though I bought all those things, I still got to buy her gifts.
Okay.
I think that's like...
I think that's called romance. This is a Valentine's Day... Hey, shush! Shut up! Oh my God, shut up. This is a Valentine's Day episode. Do you have anything to say about love or anything?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Great.
Tell us how to keep the love alive.
Yeah, how do you keep the love alive? Actually, no details, please.
You don't want to know.
Okay, you gotta go.
By prairie dogging?
Hey, would you ever let somebody poop on you for $20?
No.
You're getting out of your car right now. Where are you going?
No, I forgot to put my seatbelt on.
Oh, drama in Michigan. Okay, well, good luck with your life. Oh, love you.
Love you, babe. See you later.
Nuts back and critters.
Back and critters. That's right, babe.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, so my mom wouldn't be shit on.
That was a lot for me. After like having to listen to that, I think I need something.
Okay, well, I'll give you something. You know, if Valentine's Day is coming and if you're trying to be romantic, here are some Valentine's ideas for dates for your baby. Tell me if you would do these things. Or would these things be like, oh my God, why? If somebody
shouldn't
did this...
it be, would I rather do this or poop on someone for $20?
Sure. Yeah, that's the name of the game. Would you rather have your sweetie do this for you or just poop on them for $20?
Sweetie or sheedy?
Sweetie or sheedy, okay? Make a book about why you love your person and why you are thankful for them.
I've actually done that before.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
It was
like a scrapbook?
It was really cute. It was really cute.
Wait, you made it for them or they made it for you?
I made one for them. Wow. And, like, each letter of the alphabet was, like,
Oh, you know what? I've literally done this too.
It was like, T, you really lose at video games. But like, it was different because like...
How was that T?
It wasn't, but I didn't want to reveal any letters in his name. You are so bad at this.
Well, I did this, and it was 26 pages, and each one was something I liked about them.
What was A? She got that ass, ass, ass.
I think that was what it was. You know, I am a romantic.
B was like, she likes basset.
She got that butt.
She's some sort of a basset hound.
Oh my God. Okay, next idea. Take your sweetie on a scavenger hunt. Ask him or her to answer riddles to find the clues or items that you place somewhere around town. And then you go place to place to place.
I did that for my friend Jessica's bachelorette party.
Okay, so this is not about her bachelorette party. This is about love.
But, well, here's the thing. Her bachelorette party was, she had it when I was out of town. So then when I came to town, her and I just had like a friend night bachelorette party before her wedding. It was just her and I, but I did the scavenger hunt and I took us to all our great like friendship spots, but there were riddles and she had to figure them out.
I did this not romantically. I did it to ask a girl to prom in high school. So like she had to go spot to spot to
spot. I'm glad I was alive before people did dumb prom proposals.
Oh my God. My promposals were all incredible once. Oh,
it's called a promposal.
Yeah. I think I told you I put something in a tub of butter.
And said, and she, dig for this?
It, with a spoon, and she had to dig to the
wow,
bottom, and there was a...
are a romantic. Did it say you butter go to prom with
it
me?
It was something like that, yeah. And she did. I have a picture of her in a towel, because she answered the door in a towel.
Wow.
She had just gotten out of the shower. And I have a picture of me and her. I'm doing thumbs up. She's got the tub of butter and a spoon, and,
I can't believe Paula Deen went to prom with you.
And, you know, that,
so weird.
And the rest is her story.
Next.
Now, you could surprise your special person with a special getaway.
I've done that.
I feel like, I guess this is for if you have been dating them for a while. I'm not about to, like, take somebody who I've been talking to for a couple months.
I did that. I did a surprise bread and breakfast.
Breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yummy, and we went to wineries, and it was fun.
I guess you're a romantic core.
I guess that's what we're figuring
Give
out.
Them a dozen roses. On each stem, attach a note for a future date. When they give you that note, it's them cashing in that
date idea.
Oh my
God, that's cute.
That is kind of cute.
I've never done that.
I do like that.
So I guess I'm not a perfect
boyfriend.
That's kind of
like, you're stuck with me for 12 more dates. I guess that's what love is.
I guess you've probably never had 12 dates with anybody.
Shut up.
Next.
Okay,
would you be on the next bus for Valentine's Day?
100%. You know, I'm ready to bring back the next bus. Can't I be the host?
Sometimes I'm like, did we talk about this in real life or on the podcast?
What's the difference?
It's all relative.
Fill a large box with helium balloons and special gifts for Valentine's Day.
Is that like when they put the panda bear inside of the balloon?
What?
Have you ever seen that?
That would weigh it down, and you know that.
No, there's like a balloon, but then there's a bear inside of a balloon. How did it get in there? I'm asking you.
I don't know.
So you've never seen one. What else is on this quiz? Are you ready to find out what your Valentine's Day personality is?
No.
You sound over whatever you're doing.
Hide little heart candies in your spouse's shoes, coat, cart. That's just making a mess.
Text me.
That's just like...
Nowadays, text me, LOL.
Fill a jar with Valentine's candy and notes for your spouse. Examples of notes are good for a back rub. Oh, so this is like turn it in for these things. 10 kisses. I don't want 10 kisses in a row in one moment.
10 kisses.
Ew, it's like,
You got to go little lips, like a taut little lip.
Would you write a poem for your spouse? Would you write a poem for your person and frame it for them and give it to them?
Where are they going to hang it?
This is idea number 19. I don't want that.
I'm going to frame a poem for you and give it to you for your birthday. And is he going to be like...
Will it be like a sonnet? That's a lot of lines.
A sonnet? No, girl.
It's going to be a haiku.
Okay. It's going to be daddy, ooh.
Daddy, daddy, ooh.
Yeah,
okay, five. How long is the ooh?
Spoiling this poem for you.
Well, the daddy, daddy, ooh could be seven also if you elongate
I think
ooh.
They should all
daddy,
send us...
Daddy, ooh.
I think they should all send us a Valentine's Day haiku that starts with daddy, daddy, ooh.
No.
Then they finish the rest.
No, send us a Valentine's Day haiku.
Girl.
Somewhere in that haiku, you have to have an ooh.
No.
Yeah,
Yeah.
You have to start it with daddy, daddy, ooh. I'm not reading all their haikus.
Okay, whatever. Just send us your Valentine's Day haikus with the hashtag...
A V-Day poem.
V-Day poem.
Poem.
It's pronounced poem, but I need them to know how to spell it for
I
the hashtag.
I told you about my teacher in high school who called it poems.
No, no.
Yes.
No.
Señorita Cook.
No!
She was our Spanish teacher.
And she called it poem?
Poem.
No.
She would always go, oh, you mean poem.
No.
So, are we done with your quiz? I really wanted you to take this quiz for Valentine's Day. It's called Why Am I Single?
Oh, Jesus. Now, this is perpetuating just the idea that maybe I'm single. Who knows?
Oh, my God. I was making it up, but I just Googled and found it.
I don't know if I want to take this quiz.
It's only 9 questions.
That sounds doable.
What do you do when you see your crush in the hall or on Twitter?
I favorite all their tweets. I say... Hey, just like that. Or, you know, I really do. I'll go through and like all of their Instagrams.
So it says, I think that's half romantic. Smile and wave hi.
I wink with none of my head eyes.
When it comes to dating and relationships, would you call yourself inexperienced, experienced, or kind of experienced?
Kind of experienced.
When you're crushing hard on someone new.
Okay, yeah.
It's a big deal. Yeah. You hardly ever get hard eyes emoji for anyone. Okay, well, strike that.
I'm hard eyes emojis for literally everybody I see.
You obsess about them.
I don't
But
obsess.
You never have the guts to actually make a move.
Is that the answer that I'm picking?
That's option 2.
Sure, okay.
You talk about them all the time with your friends and totally build them up in your head.
That's
but then,
me.
But then never make a move.
That's me.
That's. I think we're right.
Yeah.
So your cool best friend takes you to a party.
Does it say cool?
And a cute, yeah. Cool. And
first of all, you're not even my best friend.
So you and I are at the club. And yeah.
Oh my God, how fun. We should go to the club.
And a cutie catches your eye.
Oh, don't wink at me.
And he's all like, wink, wink.
Okay.
And so do you strike up a conversation?
How drunk am I?
What? I think this is why you're single. We don't need to do the rest of it.
If I'm a little tipsy, you know I'm waltzing over. I do a jazz square in their direction.
A jazz square. That was like when we were working out and you had to do that A-skips and you couldn't
Oh, my
do
God.
It.
We were just at a workout the
it
other
was
day.
It's like a jazz square.
There was, so we were running across the field in different like ways. So you do like, you know, the tomato vine or whatever. And then you do like high steps or things.
Tomato vine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Karaoke?
Karaoke. Anyway, one of them was like, what was it called?
A-skips.
Oh. So you do a high jump forward.
Okay, girl, you skip normal first.
You skip normal first.
And you put your leg out.
And then you do a side skip. So, well, you're still going the same direction, but your knee is supposed to face 3 o'clock.
Instead of noon.
Instead of noon. I look like an idiot. Why were you? And you brought attention to it. You
I
go,
said,
Tyler can't do it.
I'm a bully.
Yeah, it was literally like fourth grade, and you were like, Tyler can't do it.
I said, Tyler, what are you doing?
To everyone.
You're ruining my friends. So do you talk to the cutie? You watch them, but never approach them.
No, I go up and I say, hey.
So like out of all the boys you crush
I just
on,
like a guy to come up to me. I know that's stupid, but like I do like that. I like an assertive guy.
When you're stalking a cute boy on Twitter, so is it like one at a time or you have a few crushes?
On Twitter?
Or it's like, well, because girl, you're not at school.
Oh, sure. Okay, so that's the, okay, got
so
it.
So do you have like a few crushes, but you haven't really pursued any of them? Or like, ugh, it's like a graveyard out there, only corpses.
What?
Like no one cute.
Oh.
Or like, there's a lot
I'm
of...
Like...
Or there's like a lot of...
Ugh, everyone's dead.
Or there's
is
like...
that, is, if I click that option, is the result going to be, the reason you're single is because you're the only survivor of the apocalypse?
We're moving on. I picked an answer for
okay,
you.
Okay, sure, whatever.
What do you write? What do you tweet at your crush at the end of the year?
Hey, babe.
Nothing. You didn't ask to sign theirs. They didn't tweet at you, so you didn't tweet at them.
No, I reply to cute boys on Twitter.
You like a flirty note?
Yeah.
It might be a little random, but like, what if it actually paid off?
I say, hey, babe.
Yeah, that sounds yeah. cute. How do you feel about being single?
It's fine. Help.
Does it bum you out sometimes, TBH?
Yes.
You thought you'd be in a relationship by now.
Oh, my God. I hate this quiz.
Or it's like, sure, you get jealous of your friends, but you know you're really
you know what I
hate?
I fucking hate couple, and this is you. people who are like, we're doing a couples night.
Oh, it's only a date couples. Night. He's turning in one of the roses.
No. Ugh, I hate
bachelor
couples who only hang out with couples. Bitch, you're boring.
I play Settlers of Catan with you all the time.
It's like a pity moment.
So you have no plans on a Friday, but your crush invites you. Oh, no, I take that back. You and I have plans on a Friday, and your crush asks you to see a movie.
Sorry, Cor, I'm sick.
Wow.
Sorry.
Can't believe you did that to me.
I would 100. You would encourage me to leave you alone on a Friday and say, you would say, go hang out with a boy. Yes,
girl,
you would. Yes,
you hang out with a different boy.
Don't put me in some type of... Don't put baby in the corner.
Once a year. What do you think the hardest part about having a crush is?
Oh, when I'm all like...
Do you get super nervous?
No.
Nervous.
No, I do not get nervous.
You always build them up in your head to be the most amazing person ever, and then they let you down.
I don't know if they let me
down. Or your friends don't think they're great.
You hate everyone that I've ever talked to.
No, I'm just... That's 100% not true.
Actually, that's
I never not like people until you tell me the bad things that they do.
Well, then maybe...
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you ready?
What is my result?
This is why you're single.
You're single because...
Your expectations are too high.
For who?
Maybe your heart is set on dating someone who's already in a relationship, or you compare everyone you meet to Noah from The Notebook or Liam Hemsworth. No one can measure up. Give your available dating options a second look, and you might be surprised by who was under your nose all along. And keep in mind that no perfect bae exists, and that TV and movie crushes are made up to steal your heart for a reason.
Okay, well, none of this is true.
It's unfair to hold your standards to that IRL.
Anyway, none of this is true.
I agree, so I think your expectations are too
high. I think
this is garbage.
I think you're trash. This was stupid. I'm great.
So, Tyler, as someone who's single with too high of expectations, can you give anyone out there who's alone this Valentine's Day?
You are enough. That's my advice. You don't need a man to make you feel valid. You don't need a woman to make you feel worthy. Your presence in your own life is the Valentine you need.
Especially when they make heart-shaped pizzas.
Oh, I could go for a boyfriend with a heart-shaped pizza. Never mind. I take it all back. You need a man with a heart-shaped pizza.
I mean, I want to, like, on Valentine's Day, I want to order Domino's, and in the message write, shape it like a heart, big boy.
I'm all like, have the cutest boy deliver this, and have a bite with me. Come in.
Oh, my God. Invite him in for a snack. Remember when I once had a Lyft ride home from the bar, and we only had 5 people, so we invited her in to play.
And she kept the meter running?
And she kept the meter running.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that. That was one of those nights where it was just couples only.
Can you believe that? I wrote Lyft.
Couples only, yet you included the Lyft driver.
I wrote a mean note about her. Actually, it wasn't mean. I said, I sure she did it on mistake.
Did you get a refund?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I did. Because they could see how long she was just sitting at my house.
You took a Lyft?
Yeah, listen. Sometimes if you get a Lyft referral, it's like,
cheap.com/ Y'all,
and sometimes you get to ride in the front.
I can't wait to hear everybody's Valentine's haikus. And I hope that you have a good Valentine's Day. But I also hope that you don't feel bummed out if you don't have a Valentine. Because you know who can be your Valentine? You. Or your best friend. Or the internet. Connect with people. Live your dream. Know that your status of boyfriend, girlfriend, married, whatever, your relationship status does not define you. And it's perfectly fine to be solo. Just ask, who doesn't have a partner? Who doesn't have a... Who are some single celebrities?
Natasha Bedingfield has a song called Single.
Yeah, so there you go.
And it's called I'm Single Right Now.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
single right
Jason
now.
Derulo has
and
a song.
And that's how I want to be. And that's how I want to be. Yeah, uh-huh. That's right. I'm single.
Jason Derulo has a song called Riding Solo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
Remember when I got in a fight with my boyfriend at the time?
I thought you were going to say called Get Ugly.
No, because I said that Riding Solo was my favorite song, and we got in a fight. Do you remember that?
Okay, no, girl. You said your favorite song was Dancing on My Own.
And Riding Solo.
Trust me. Those songs are, that whole evening's burned into my head because me and our friend Millie had to ditch out of that bar because you were fighting. And it turned into one of her and I are like best nights ever in college.
Well, great.
So thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Starting a dumb argument.
Anyway, send us your haikus.
You know what I want to say, Tyler?
What?
Happy Valentine's Day to my best friend. I'm glad you're in my life and I love you on this Valentine's Day.
What's the but?
Nothing.
Where are you going with this?
No but.
What are you trying to get? Me to
Yikes,
buy you pizza?
But. Please, I'll take a medium.
Corey, you're not bad either.
Thank you.
Okay.
You should tell them all to follow me on
Okay, that's where it was going.
No.
Everyone follow Corey on Twitter, K-O-R-E-Y-K-O-H-L. And me, Tyler Oakley, T-Y-L-E-R-O-A-K-L-E-Y.
Before we go, Tyler, should we remind them all what's premiering on Friday, February 12th?
If you need a cute date idea... The perfect date is to watch The Amazing Race this Friday.
It oh, my God. The premiere episode. And Tyler and I are on it.
We are on this season. I don't know if we've even said that before. Yeah, we've said it before.
It's going to be on Friday nights at 8 p.m.
On CBS.
On CBS. It'll be online. I don't know for international.
Yeah,
I think you should be able to. I know people will post it to Tumblr and stuff, especially with the cast this season. So.
Well, you'll be able to find it online. Just go to CBS.com and tune in and live tweet as you do. We're probably going to be watching and live tweeting. I can't guarantee it, but like we'll be watching with you. But I can't wait to see what y'all think. We had so much fun.
I can't believe it's this Friday.
Who knows what happens? We can't wait to see.
Well, check it out and tell us that you love
it. See you guys soon. Happy Valentine's Day, etc. Love, peace, whatever.
Bye, y'all.